This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Boulder County has resumed court trials. The Daily Camera reports that the courts plan to limit the number of trials at first. The Boulder District Attorney says attorneys and judges have consulted with local health officials and that measures are in place to try to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Because of a backlog caused by the hiatus, Boulder County has more than 100 felony jury trials scheduled over the next 100 days. A state bill that would incorporate media literacy into Colorado's reading, writing, and civics standards ran into opposition from some Republican lawmakers. The bill takes up the recommendations of a legislative advisory committee created 2 years ago. Democratic Representative Lisa Cutter said the bill doesn't tell students what to think.
What it does is it makes sure that students are equipped with the tools they need to think critically about what they see, hear, and read so they can succeed in the modern world.
But some lawmakers didn't like that teachers' union members sat on the 2019 committee. One said he'd be more comfortable if a farmer or another, quote, wise person sat on the committee. A Colorado company that makes bike racks is moving its warehouse and distribution center from Grand Junction to Salt Lake City. The Daily Sentinel reports that Rocky Mounts plans to keep its headquarters in Grand Junction, however. The racks are made overseas and then shipped to Salt Lake City. The company's owner says it's often difficult and too costly for trucks to then drive the products to Grand Junction to be distributed. Denver's at 61. This is CPR News.